AP News for this Saturday, July 29th, I'm Jackie Quinn. About half the country sweltering. Heat advisories are still up in the Southwest and Phoenix.
Everybody just wants to be cool.
Most of the Deep South, Kansas City and St. Louis, and in New York.
It's tough, but you gotta push yourself.
This jogger was braving temperatures in the 90s, which feel more like 100 degrees. The Salvation Army in the Bronx has opened some of the dozens of cooling centers in the city.
Very dangerous for people. Some people die.
A cool front should snap the East Coast heat. And Arizona will see temperatures dropping by Monday with the monsoon season arriving. Police in Seattle are investigating a mass shooting in a parking lot where community events were taking place Friday night. Two men are in critical condition. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, on a multi-nation visit in the Pacific, is warning a military overthrow in Niger could jeopardize U.S. funding if the president is not returned to office.
Condemning the actions that have taken place in Niger, calling for the immediate release of President Bazoum.
Poland's prime minister says more than 100 mercenaries from the Russian Wagner Group have moved close to his border with Belarus. Millions of Shiite Muslims are observing Ashura, the national day of mourning. For some, it was Friday, but in Lebanon, today. And a Hezbollah leader has a warning. Here's our Karen Chamas.
Lebanon's Hezbollah leader has urged Muslims to punish those who desecrate the Quran if governments fail to do so. Recent incidents in Sweden and Denmark.
The city of San Francisco is investigating Twitter for a giant X sign that cropped up on its downtown building. A big jackpot Tuesday night for Mega Millions. No first prize winner Friday night. This is AP News. The upcoming papal visit to Portugal.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Thousands of volunteers gathered in Portugal this week at a special mass for a festival set to gather young Catholics from all over the world. Pope Francis arrives in Lisbon next Wednesday to participate in World Youth Day. The Portugal rally is being held in the midst of a scandal in that country over the church's reckoning with its legacy of clergy abuse. A panel of experts reported in February that more than 4,800 Portuguese boys and girls had been abused since 1950. Pope Francis is expected to meet with victims during his visit, but that may not be enough. Antonio Grosso says he was traumatized by abuse he experienced at a former religious shelter for boys in the 1960s. He says that not officially addressing the history of abuse during next week's events perpetuates the problem. The church in Portugal has apologized and it's working with Portugal's main victim support association. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.